Welcome to the Conscious Awareness.
Welcome to the Conscious Awareness and Mind Growth Academy.
Starting right now.
You talked about the conscious, the unconscious. You talked about the mind and the brain. Right?
Yes.
But my question is, isn't it hard detaching yourself? Because I think that's why meditation is important. Detaching from the past or detaching from what's already in your mind to embrace, or how they say, you know, like manifest positive things, like free yourself from all the baggage or whatever thoughts that are running through our minds that kind of control us. I feel like it's quite hard detaching one from the other, because this other part is also part of us.
Absolutely. You're very right, and you've used that word that makes it difficult for us. The word is detachment. Now, we are talking about meditation. Why meditation has become very hard for people is that we are given these tapes, right? We have made it like a step process. We have made it like something to be that is not within us. Whereas we are not supposed even to be asking for the steps to meditation. We are supposed to know what meditation is. It is from knowing that we are able to be and to do. Right? You talked about detachment. Not so?
Yes.
Now, detachment means subtraction, taking away. Right?
Yeah.
But there is nothing to be taken. Separation, absolutely. And there is nothing to be separated, or there is nothing to be that is supposed to be taken away. It is just oneness of our being that gives us the bridge. Now, what happens is that meditation is all about incorporating everything. Right? You incorporate everything to an extent that they do not have power over you anymore. That doesn't mean that they do not exist. They do exist, but they don't have power over you. Right?
Who controls whether it has it? They have power over you or not?
Now, who controls is you, the observer. There is this Zen story. There's this old man who was very much known in their village to be a Zen master. They knew him. Other students, other disciples knew him, but he never showed that he was. He lived a very simple life. Now, every time he walked past the village, children could run after him. And the reason as to why they ran after him, it was very simple. He always carried a sack full of candy, full of sweets, you know, those sugary things that kids love. So whenever they would come around him, he would get and give them. Now, one day, one of the students put it upon himself to meet him and ask him. So when he walked to him, he asked him, "What is meditation?" The old man carried his bag, his sack, and put it on his shoulder. Before he stepped and walked, the student asked him, "What is the essence of meditation?" The man got his sack from his shoulder and put it down. In Zen, or in these other stories, or the parabolic phenomenon behind it is that they give you half truth of the story so that you can find the story behind the story yourself.
Right?
So the essence, what he was trying to elaborate was, meditation is you carrying your sack, your baggage, right? Be it these negative thoughts we have, be it these challenges we face in life, be it these adversities that come that befall us, you carry them on your shoulder. And the essence is, you drop them. They don't have power over you. But because you now know what you're carrying. Right? Now, during meditation, the question you will be asking is like, how? Right? Because I told you, it's after you've understood what meditation is, then it becomes easy for you to be. Now, how do you carry? You carry by observing. I'm seated here and we are having a conversation. And I'm having these thoughts running in my mind. Maybe I'm asking myself, okay, how am I going to go home? I look at that thought, right? It's coming. How am I going to go home?
How are you going to what?
These thoughts are coming as we are talking.
Yes.
Now, they are coming, and an average person, all they do is not even notice, not even observe. I can surprise you. They say, science has it, that in less than 60 minutes, an average person has 56 thoughts.
In less than...
a minute.
Yeah.
An average person has 56 thoughts.
Yeah.
Now, imagine how many thoughts you think of in an hour.
Mm.
And they always go unnoticed. You've seen somebody thinking and ask them, what do you think? They're like, nothing. Now, we have become products of habits, right? Because we have failed to check. Now, meditation is you noticing the thoughts. You become an observer of what is happening in your brain, because your brain was designed to think. So it will bring a thought. You acknowledge it. You're like, now I'm thinking about this. It doesn't mean that that thought will go. It will be there, but it won't have power over you. The more you notice them, the more they disappear. You don't eliminate. You don't subtract. It's like when you put on light. Do you think darkness has... you've eliminated darkness? No, it has just dissolved. But it is there if you put off the light. Right? So now that's what happens in the mind. Now, the more you observe these thoughts, the more they dissolve. They no longer have power over you. Now, because of self-observation, you're putting your burden down. And now you're giving leeway. You're opening up yourself to become that of which you are supposed to be. Somebody will say, now you're opening yourself to the infinite energy, to the infinite power. You can call that God. You can call it, you can call, you know, whoever you believe in to be. So what has taken us away from that is those thoughts that come to us unconsciously, that go unnoticed. So it's all about self-knowledge, self-observation, that you're able to become or to be that of which you're supposed to be. It's not an act. You can observe yourself while walking. You can observe yourself while running. You can observe yourself while doing anything, you know?